The coalition will head to the election, pitching plans to boost gas supply and cut the fuel excise in order to bring down power and petrol prices. Opposition leader Peter Dutton used his budget reply speech to announce a domestic gas reserve, $1 billion for pipelines and storage, and fast-track approvals would be put in place. Unlike the Albanese government, which is offering modest tax cuts if elected, more tax relief will not be part of the coalition's platform. But Mr. Dutton says his government will instead target cost of living pressures through measures to bring down fuel and power prices.
Well, this election is a choice about who can better manage our economy. And of course, the question that Australians need to ask is, are you better off today? Is our country better off today than 3 years ago? Generations of Australians have built their lives and our country on the belief that if you work hard, you can get ahead and build a better future for your children. However, right now, Australia is going backwards.
Mr. Dutton also confirmed the coalition will reduce permanent migration by 25% if elected. Under the plan, levels currently set at 185,000 will be cut by an estimated 46,000 places.